This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Wednesday, April 3rd. Well, we had some pressure in the grain space yesterday with all the markets down fairly hard. Wheat was down 12 in Chicago and Kansas City, Minneapolis down 7, soybeans were down 12, corn down 9. So quite a bit of selling pressure throughout the day on the grain space. For corn, kind of leading the way down. In fact, soybeans were higher to start the day, but they ended up under some selling pressure, just kind of drug lower by corn. We saw a story where China was delaying imports of Ukraine corn, trying to support their own domestic prices to encourage plantings. So that certainly is backing up some corn supply in the world. And, you know, China being the major buyer of corn, it just cast a negative tone to that market. In wheat, seeing some of the pressure from corn, but also we're looking at above normal rainfall coming to the southern and central plains over the next couple weeks. We're also starting to see some forecasts suggesting that rains could be coming to the Black Sea region in about 2 weeks. Eastern Ukraine, southern Russia, which is where the dry pockets have been, are looking at a much better chance of moisture here again in about 10 to 14 days. So that's going to take some of that nervousness away from the wheat space. So we're looking at very good growing conditions in the southern South America. Argentina looks stellar. Brazil, the monsoon there looks to stick around till the normal time window of around mid-April. That's affecting mostly the central to northern part of Brazil. The southern part of the corn growing region in Brazil is looking a little bit dry, but clearly it's not enough to move the market. The bulk of the corn area there looks to be in quite good shape and normal rainfall for the next few weeks. So we should see that crop do fine as it heads into the dry season because of the ample moisture that we're getting from the regular monsoons. India is going to be starting its wheat harvest here fairly soon, the bulk of it anyway. They are projecting that the wheat production will be a record 112.5 million tons. That said, they are still projected to import a couple million tons just to, you know, restock government supplies. And there's a story out this morning that the government is requiring grain handlers and processors to report their stocks every week so they can get a better idea of what the wheat stocks are. So they're coming into this season in fairly tight stocks. They've been releasing a lot of government stocks into the marketplace, and they need a big crop, and it looks like they're going to get one. The previous couple years, they've been on track for record production, but then as you get into March in particular and early April, the heat has come and kind of shaved back the top end of yields there. So it's always put them in a precarious situation as far as having enough supply. This year, that does not appear to be happening, so they should be okay. Saudi Arabia bought 795,000 tons of optional origin wheat over the weekend, and that was somewhat supportive yesterday, but markets really couldn't hang on. And in Russia, Sovcom is estimating that wheat exports during March were a record 4.9 million tons. They are also noting the dry conditions in southern Russia, but again, the forecast for the a couple weeks out does show better chances of rain coming there. So we'll need to get those rains, or I think the market will take that as a bullish sign. But so far, that's just not in the cards. On the night session, we are bouncing. KC, regaining most of its losses. We're up about 10 as we head into the break. Corn is up a couple. Beans are up a couple. So getting, you know, some stability here after a wave of selling came across the grain space yesterday. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.